Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Friday. Even happier for someone who gets registered for this grand prize vacation for four to Aulani Resort. We'd love to send you. It's a one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Gets a Disney gift card, so you instantly win that, and then you are in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to Aulani. All week we've been doing this, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Do you know if this continues through next week, Uzi?
I believe it does.
All right. So be listening for your chance to win, or be calling 97 right now. Get it going. You're in the running. You got a good chance. Call now, 800-400-3697.
I'd love to go, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
So bad.
Jesus.
Aulani.
I want to go.
I keep asking Jane if she can, like, make my cousin Adam a winner.
Oh.
And then I could just be like...
You got a cousin Adam?
Well,
Jane,
yeah.
Jane, make Adam a winner!
Adam DeFrancesco. Can you put him in there?
Oh. You might have to come up with an ID for Adam DeFrancesco.
I don't even know if I can spell it.
Yeah, I don't know. Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. I love these emails I've been getting from Maria. She's a big brother fan as well.
Maria!
I just met a girl named Maria. She clearly sits there with her notepad during the show. And it's great because she reminds me of all the little things I forgot about. Like, first of all, she starts by talking about Camp Comeback. So on Big Brother now, when you get voted out, you do not leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to participate in the vote or any of the competitions, but you're there, and they have to deal with you. They voted you out, and you're not in the game. You're going to have to battle your way back at some point. But and so you might be completely out, but in the meantime, you get to stare down all the people that just voted you out. She says it's a wimpy version of Edge of Extinction, but I do like how it's making everyone really consider who they put on the block and vote out. Like, they're having to be... You can't be super harsh because that person's going to be sitting at the dinner table with you later that day.
Well, you can do what you want.
Sure.
But you will...
It's whether or not you can take the heat afterward.
I mean, I love the person who's just, you know, the angry person. Like, I'm just flipping you off right to your face. I don't like you. You burned me.
Right.
You threw me out. Here's my finger. What are you going to do about it?
My perpetual finger.
Right. I'm going to just keep showing it to you. Look over here. See it again?
Yeah. If you look this direction, this is what you're going to see.
Right.
Here, let me just get that in front of your face.
Let me show
quick.
You that again.
Right. Cliff, who is the older dude, he is talking to the camera saying, you know, I got this routine every morning. I get up earlier than everyone else. I'm used to getting up at the crack of dawn. And I make a pit stop. Thanks for telling me. Then I have a glass of coffee. And then I go into that little, I don't know what they call that room this year. It's sort of like a little side room.
Oh, it's not.
Has like a weird boat couch in it.
Okay.
You know the room I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the confessional. It's sort of like a private hangout room.
Uh-huh.
Although it's not always all that private. And he sits on the couch and talks to his, he says, this is when I say hi to my wife and kids and my family. And he's looking into the camera and talking full voice and lays out every single thing he thinks about every single person in the game. What his game is about the, it's like a Lord of the Rings, like one, I think it was called Three Rings to Zing or something, or some kind of Lord of the Rings reference is his new, it's him, Nicole, and I think Ovi. They have a little alliance going on. And then he's talking about all the
three
couple-
people who are thrown out have an alliance. Is that what you're saying?
Ovi's out,
right.
Nicole's still in, and Cliff is still in. But
Nicole has teamed up with two guys who were out.
Cliff is still in.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's still in the game. But, I mean, they're all bottom tier. And he's like, oh, we've got this, you know, fabulous alliance. And he's saying this full voice at the camera. He even says during the speech he's giving, he's like, You got to know that if you're in a room, even whispering can be heard from outside the other door. There's no soundproofing in this place. You can hear full voice. Meanwhile, Christy is right outside the door with her ear to the door, listening to every single thing he says. And she just runs and tells their whole grateful alliance about it. And he even says, you know, Cliff Notes, like these are his notes. And then they put a hashtag Cliff Notes. He's totally not whispering. So, Maria, thank you for the reminder. Bella is the, her name's Isabel or Isabella, and she's a Chinese girl, I guess, and she can't keep that mouth shut. Everything she hears, she tells to everybody that she knows. She's telling people that they're, you know, she tells Sam, the truck driver guy, that he's the ninth member of their 8-person alliance.
Oh, Isabella, yeah.
Well, they call her Bella in the house. Mm. So, but basically she says, yeah, you're not really in the alliance. There's 8 of us. We're called Grateful with an 8, and you're the 9th person. And then he goes in not to confront anybody, but just to sort of talk game with Jack, the hare, who's sort of in charge of the whole Grateful Alliance, or he is right now because he's the head of household. And that dude actually says, well, I'm just trying to figure out what's best for Grateful. I mean, the 9 of us. And Sam does not bat an eye. He just, But there it is, confirmation of everything that Bella just told him.
George is saying that they call it the boat room.
Oh, the boat room. Is that what they call it? And then this person, Maria, who writes me these recaps, which are great, she's talking about, I didn't even notice, Nick has a Native American woman tattoo. She says, as a girl with 7 tattoos, I'm a fan, but I had to look up his name online because that floater has done nothing memorable other than lay around cuddling with Bella. I'm trying to find out what Cliff was referring to. He said something about SKD143, and she found some Instagram and Twitter accounts, none of which are associated with him. And she knows who Nick is now because of something I'm not going to spoil for you.
I don't picture him.
You will after you watch last night's episode.
You want me to show you his picture?
Sure.
He's in Grateful, and he's the one who's not cut. Not the buff guy.
He's the guy who, he's always got his shirt off, though, but he's got jugs.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Not giant jugs, but, you
know.
No,
but he does. I saw him with his shirt off and went, that is brave.
Put your shirt back on, buddy. Although you get to see Cliff with his shirt off this week, too, so.
And that's the cowboy.
That's old dude, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great.
That's also like a,
super.
Maybe put a shirt on. I don't know. Just a suggestion. I don't want to tell you how to dress. But anyway, Maria, thank you. It's fantastic. Oh, Maria.
I don't recognize this at all.
I don't either. Who's
this?
This
is Justin Bieber.
Oh.
I want to hear the West Side Story.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive, okay? Oh, Sarah, my donut food twin. Mm. I'm loving this news break because I just picked up some glazed donuts from my favorite donut shop. Om nom nom.
Om nom 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 nom.
Sprinkles are rainbow color. Jimmies are brown and have a racist connotation.
No, you can have rainbow Jimmies.
What?
Says 650.
There's no racist. When you're a 5-year-old asking for Jimmies, you're not racist. This is the first time I've ever heard there's a racist connotation. Whatever you said. Come on, man. They're Jimmies.
OMG, Ed Hardy. Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
I know.
She's got a real Ed Hardy.
I'll get you a picture of it.
He's the real deal. And his tattoo books are great.
Like, I've never looked. I've seen definitely some of the designs. I have a bag that has all Ed Hardy, like, you know, whatever art.
He perfected,
whatever.
Like, this mix of old school and Japanese art. And everybody who does tattoos, I think, looks up to him in one way or another. Because he was there, like, in the beginning. Pretty neat.
They credit him with a popularization of it in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I just looked up Happy Birthday Loser story online. Bleeping hilarious.
Happy Birthday Loser.
I actually posted it on the Alice Instagram.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah,
she just took a picture of the actual story. So you can zoom in on it and read it if you want to.
No, I mean that you have access to the Alice Instagram. Okay.
Lucky.
Good. I didn't know that.
Yep.
One of the many origins for carrying a bride over the threshold was to provide the bride a sense of propriety for a virgin bride before being led to her marriage bed.
Oh.
As you already have 2 children, Vinny, I believe this tradition is probably unnecessary.
Sweet, though. I think he should do it. I can't wait to hear. I'm going to have a million questions for him when we come back from vacation.
And then what about this? And then what happened then? And then what?
415 says in quotes, "Well, I don't want to out myself to her that I don't know what to do." Proceeds to ask on air thousands of people's Vin. Well. LOL. Mm-hmm. She's not listening to this.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
No. You don't think Isla's like, put daddy on.
She asks about you guys every day.
Oh, yeah?
Did you talk about me to your coworkers today?
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Yes. So she's asking about her is what she's asking. What did they say about me?
Do your coworkers know? And then she'll ask you. I'm just like, oh,
that's
my
funny.
God.
Did she actually say the word coworkers?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
We know all about you, Isla.
Tell her that I love her so much, and I can't wait to see her very soon.
Will do.
Oh.
Vinny, just do it. Okay.
Oh,
the tradition of carrying a bride over the threshold is definitely not appropriate in the Me Too movement.
What?
Oh, stop it.
It's her wife.
I guess I get her permission first, Vinny.
Can I pick you up now?
Dude, you probably think I asked for no reason, but I truly have a curiosity as to whether people still do that.
Mm, they do.
Yeah, but you guys, you know, now that I think about it, maybe you're not the people to ask. You've been married for 25 plus years.
Well, not easy. Who is that? Who's that?
Luciana.
Oh, yeah? What'd she say?
She said, yep. She went and saw Eddie Izzard. Izzard?
Oh, Izzard is great.
She said, OMG, we saw Eddie.
Izzard.
Izzard. Last night, and Eddie, just came out as transgender.
Well, he's always been a comedian that wore high heels.
Yeah. Right. Remember we had him in, and didn't he come in with high heels?
I think so.
Yeah,
he wore red high heels.
Like a million years ago, he was wearing.
He seems super committed to the look, though.
No, he would wear a suit.
Yeah,
and then high heels.
Yeah,
right.
That sounds exactly.
Or he'd have makeup on, even.
Yeah,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So he's transgender.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I still don't know. The call never goes your way. That's the biggest piece of BS that ever came out of Sarah's mouth.
No,
hello,
it's not.
The Tuck rule. Sarah is delusional. That's it. I'm done with you guys.
Oh, my God. Stop it. You liar.
They go on and on.
I'm sure they do because everyone's so jealous, you know, so it's tough. It's hard when someone wins, you know. When the calls go against us, everyone just goes, yeah, that's the way it should be. Meanwhile, you know, you look at it and you go, no, that was a bad call. Bad call. Mm-hmm. The umps are against us. The refs, whatever they are.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you can visit my house. You'll see.
Sarah, I love you, but I have to completely disagree with you on your take on the Pats. I'm a diehard Raider fan, and let's go back to when this all started, the Tuck rule game. Brady's golden ticket from this game, the beginning of the six-time chip run.
Yeah, go back 1 year from that when the call went completely the opposite direction. I don't know what the Tuck rule is. I don't even know what that
worst
is.
Worst call ever for the Raiders, and it changed history. Pats.
Yeah, right after the worst call ever for the Pats the year before.
You don't know what you're
talking
about.
Yes, I do.
About.
Are you kidding me? I live with a guy who
what game
talks
was
about
it
nothing
then?
Else.
What was the call?
I can't remember.
Right.
But I've heard about that one
you
in particular.
Heard. You
I
don't
have.
Know.
I do.
Sarah, I'm a minion, but the Pats get all the damn calls.
You're crazy. You look a little more closely. You see what you want to see, you people who don't want the Pats to win. I know you. I got your number.
Vinny, seriously, how do I get Hummond's job? He's obviously getting over on you guys. Hasn't he ever heard of an ergonomic desk and a chair that can stand all he wants? After all, he's training for stair climbing. People like him are destroying workman's comp claims credibility.
Is he getting workman's comp?
I don't know about workman's comp. I think it's disability.
Oh, boy.
But he's going to do the stair climb?
Yeah. He better come back 3 days in September.
Or what?
Or I'm going to be mad. And full time in January. How long does it get, you know?
I don't know.
Look, I'm very
that.
Tired, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that show, Four Weddings.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun show.
Does anyone die at the end? Is there a funeral?
No.
That's too bad. Suddenly it would be interesting to me. Whichever bride has the worst wedding is put to death.
But
it's
kind of interesting that the girls can be catty talking about the other
weddings. Sure, right. Well, they're all judging their wedding against everybody else's. It's actually a good concept for a show.
Good morning, Alice family. Listening to you guys on radio.com app while driving down to Disneyland.
Oh, hello.
That's right. The radio.com app. It's spectacular.
Take us anywhere.
I'd heard that there was something wrong with it a little while back,
like a
minor glitch,
oh, really?
But they've just poured another $1 billion.
Wow, we're $2 billion in now.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's no
wonder it's so good.
No longer glitchy.
No.
Works like a dream.
You're going to love it.
No cutouts, no problems.
Boy, and the amount of emails and texts we get regarding how great it is, you'd think nothing ever went wrong with
right.
it. Right.
All right, we break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. What a wonderful week this was.
Yes.
Boy, just flashed by. It's like it didn't even happen. It's amazing.
Too bad we can't do the middle day shift, too.
Oh, if only they'd let us stay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I guess we got to go.
They're kicking us out.
See you back here bright and early Monday morning, you guys.
Make sure the mic's off before you hear this.
Where'd they go? What's all this dust? Have a great, safe weekend. Take it easy. What do you always say? Don't text and drive.
Right.
You know, be smart. Use your head.
Tell your mom, punk.
Yeah, see you Monday.
Sarah. And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.